Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you heard about Uber Ski?
Uber Ski.
Vail Resorts has teamed up with Uber, and they're doing Uber Ski. You can grab an Uber from downtown right here in Denver and take it up to ski.
What a great
you
idea.
And six people. It's fully accommodated. Yeah, but don't we kind of have that with like that snow bus thing that
well,
we have?
Well, here's the thing. I've tried to figure out the bus thing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called the bus. I've tried to figure it out, but people tell me, and I don't know if this is true or not, you guys, but they tell me that it's hard to get back on it. Like, you can't buy a round trip ticket. You can go there, but then you're stuck.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, this
is your own personal car.
Right, that's great.
So it's going to be like a big old, not a limo, but it's going to be a big SUV that can take all your equipment. And I think four to six people can get inside and all your
How
buddies.
Much is it?
I don't know, but I got the story.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There's a new way to get up I-70 for ski season this year. Skiers will now be able to take Ubers up there. Broomfield-based Vail Resorts has partnered with Uber to launch Uber Ski. It's already up and running. Riders can also buy Epic Passes directly through the Uber app. And you can become best friends with your Uber driver when you get stuck in I-70 traffic for free.
Oh, yeah. You can be best friends.
So I wonder how they're going to price that because, you pay one price, right? And it doesn't matter if there's traffic or not. But, you know, there could be times that you're in that car for 3 hours.
I would say that it's a set
four
price.
Hours.
But that would be my guess. Okay, let's say you take four people. And you're going to go ski. And let's say they charge you, $500 for the round trip.
Oof.
Okay? That's $1.25 per person. And that's really not that bad when you think about it because you can have all the, if you want
to
have a couple of beers, you can have a couple of beers.
No, they don't let you drive in, or you can't drink in the Ubers.
I bet they do for the ski trip.
No,
they don't let you.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't conceal it in some way?
Trust me, I've tried.
I don't take an Uber and I don't drink it.
I've tried.
Yeah. And they don't allow it?
No, they don't allow it.
No kidding?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you could go up to the mountain and you don't have to worry about the traffic. If you sit in it, you're not driving. So you got your buddies there. So I don't know. Maybe it's worth it.
It says right here, it says it starts at over $200 for a one-way trip.
Yeah.
But the exact cost varies depending on factors like distance, time of day, and demand. The service is not cheap and is designed for up to four passengers, like you mentioned. Your gear with rides that can be booked for up to 90 days in advance.
Well, you're going to Vail, so you're going to that resort. So it's going to be probably about $500-$600 for four people to go. But again, it takes your stress out of it for you driving, I guess.
I wish I could figure out that bus thing.
I wonder what that costs.
I don't know. I think it's really affordable. But
like $40.
But somebody just terrified. Yeah, something like that. Somebody terrified me because they're like, "Hey, I got stuck. I couldn't get a ride back on the bus thing." I'm like, "What?"
I took that bus they take to up the gambling.
Yeah,
a Black Hawk.
I've taken those.
I've taken that.
Dude,
bus
Dude, they don't
before.
Care.
No, they don't.
Oh my God,
they're risky.
Have you guys almost ran into one head on?
Yeah.
They come around those corners.
They
and,
fly.
Oh, my God.
I've been on that bus when it's flying, okay? I think it's more scary on the bus than it is seeing one coming. But nevertheless, I took that bus up there for $30 both ways.
Nice.
You know, 15 up, 15 back. Very affordable. I did get left up there, but I caught the next bus.
Yeah. So, but, man, they're scary. They drive like they don't care. I mean, they don't care.
Yeah. I think this Uber ski thing's a good idea, though.
I do too.
It's just another option, right?
For sure, yeah.
You got the money, spend it, right?
Ta-da.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
That is the weirdest conversation I've ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
Your wife just called, and you go, "Oh, we have 15 seconds left. What do you need?" And I guess she had said, I could kind of hear her, "Oh, hi, babe. I just called to say hi." "Hi! I gotta go."
I'm focused.
I'm like, dude, that was so rude.
Got a job.
And you're like, "Well, I only have 12." Well, you could be like, "Oh, hi, babe. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got, you know, we have 12 seconds, so I got to go. But I love you." Something like that. Something like that.
BJ's locked in.
It literally went focused. Like this. "Well, hi, got to go."
Yeah. Got to go. Got a job.
Hey, did you see, that reminds me of something I'd like to tell you about right now.
That?
Did you see that a lot of women are quietly quitting their marriage?
Shocker.
All right, let me read this to you, okay? It says that many women are quietly quitting their marriage, and their husbands have no idea that they're quietly quitting. They're going to stay in it. You know, they're in it to win it, right?
Oh, the husband knows.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's some of the things. Let me ask if you've seen any of these, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Carson, you can play too.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if you guys have seen any of these things. If you've seen any of these things, that means your wife is out of here. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? All right. All right. You wouldn't know this one because it's about just thinking about wishing for freedom.
Oh my God.
I think that would apply to about everybody, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty generic.
Yeah, right? Okay, let's see here. Minimal effort, doing just enough to maintain the appearance of a marriage, but no extra investment. Like you, actually. I think you're quite quitting. Why? I gotta go. Instead of going, "Oh, I love you. Thanks for calling."
How long is this going to go on? Right, how much more is there to listen to
one,
here? This
two,
is not
three,
pleasant.
There's four more. Okay, all right, four more. Right. Okay, I'll just go on. I won't.
All right, so the first one is me, you're saying.
No, well, yeah, because you should have said, like, "I love you, oh my," like that.
Only had 10 seconds?
Hi!
You can't really emphasize love in 10 seconds.
Well, I guess. Okay, I'll give you that one then.
Yeah.
All right, the emotional distance, shutting down, closing off, and stopping openness or vulnerability.
Check.
What about you?
No, I think we're good.
You don't know. I don't think Carson ever knows where he is in that marriage.
I don't
All right. Either. Let's hear. Conversations are all about kids and bills, and that's it.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
We talk pottery every now and then.
All right. Well, that's good. That means she's sharing her life.
Right.
Okay,
right. We talk pottery. She'll bring home a saucer.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll have saucer talk.
That is saucer talk. But that's good. That means she's sharing with you what she's doing.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. Okay.
Right.
That's good.
And I let her know when my feet are hurting or something.
Well, you complain a lot.
Like the weather changes, my knees start hurting.
Your hands are swollen.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So there's things like that.
Avoiding intimacy, making excuses to avoid all physical contact.
Check.
Carson?
No.
Oh, He's such a liar. I mean,
what?
You know. Okay. let's see here. It says living like roommates, sharing a home but living separate lives.
Check.
You know? All right, that was the last one.
There's got to be more.
No, that's it.
Please. Please.
You got one.
Oh, I need two.
You got one, though.
She's listening. I need two.
One out of six
I
is
need
good.
Two.
One out of, you're fine. You're
How about
fine.
Shared bank accounts?
That's not on the list. That's not on the list, huh?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. BJ and Jamie.
Let's play this real quick here because Jamie turned me
money of all time.
Jamie turned me on to this. I agree with you. Jamie turned me on to this yesterday. And I listened to it again yesterday and I thought, man, we should grab that audio and play it. Odell Beckham Jr.
Is this pathetic?
The guy, what was it, $100
million? $100 million contract. He can't live off of
it. Over 5 years, right?
Right.
$20 million a year this guy's making. And he's online complaining it's not enough.
He did complain.
It's not enough.
I was like,
$100 million.
For generational wealth, it's not enough money. That's what he said.
No, he needs more.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is the audio circulating. It's gone viral.
I always explain this to people. Like, bro, you give somebody a 5-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60. You're getting taxed. Do the math.
That's- oh, you got to pay taxes? Oh, poor you. Guess what? And he slept out there making $25,000 yeah. a year paying taxes. And you're complaining?
It's 12 a year, you know, that you have to spend, use.
Save.
Invest. Flaunt, like whatever.
So he's saying I only have $12 million a year to spend. $12 million, you guys. I only have $12 million a year to save, spend, and flaunt. I don't know how he's going to live.
$12 million a year. Let me throw some numbers out there for you. And Jamie knows that this is right. Okay, if you make $1 million, and I'm going to round it off. If you make $1 million a year in a contract, okay, or a job, whatever you're at, right? You make $1 million a year every 2 weeks. You get paid every 2 weeks, you know, about twice a month. Every 2 weeks, you're bringing home, after taxes, $25,000. $50,000 a month.
But I can't live off $50,000 a month.
No.
Only one. Just one. Now times that by 12.
Yeah, times it by 12. Okay, so times that by 12.
Yeah.
He's bringing home $600,000 a month.
But it's hard. It's just so hard to live off.
He's online complaining.
It's just so hard to live off $600,000 a month.
That's 12 a year, you know, that you have to spend, use.
Save.
Invest. Flaunt, like whatever, however, just being real. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to give my mom a house. I'm going to do, everything costs money. So if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really $40 million over 5 years, eight a year, you know? And now you start breaking down the numbers. It's like, that's a 5-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever?
You know what? He will be broke by the time he's 50 years old.
Well, if he doesn't get how to invest yeah. it.
The way he's talking right there, he's going to be broke before he's 50 years old. You wait and see.
But didn't the NFL, because I watched this documentary, didn't they try to teach them how to invest in stuff because they were all just like done broke when they're, you know, they're 25?
Well, a lot of them didn't show up for class. They tried.
Yeah.
They tried to do that, but a lot of them said, I'm not going, you're not telling me how to spend my money.
Well, and that's then I don't get the mentality of going to a jeweler and being draped in ice. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they get so, because they've never had money. They've never had, I mean, none of us have, but they've never had that kind of money. None of us have either. And so the jeweler just like sucks them in and they're like, hey man, I'll make you a deal. It's only going to be $2 million for this.
And I don't understand the mentality of cutting a video like this and putting it online and thinking anybody is going to side with you. Going to have sympathy for you, empathy for you, nothing. I mean, who in the world is going to step up and say, you know, he's on to something. $100 million just isn't enough.
Right. Well, you know what he should do is he should have a bunch of babies, and then the Dell people will contribute.
Yeah. Let the government put that bank account going for
just
them.
Have
that's
a bunch of
generational
babies.
Wealth there, right?
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show.
You know what the big thing? I know we're past it, but I was just reading this article about the big thing, and I almost pulled the trigger. These outrageous, over the top, expensive advent calendars.
Yeah.
Have you seen these?
I got one.
I almost bought the one from not Euphoria. What's it called? He would know the name.
What is it, Carson?
Sephora.
Sephora.
Yeah.
Is it very expensive? What do you mean by expensive?
Oh,
like,
I can imagine.
One of them for, for Vogue, the Vogue advent calendar, which I almost bought, is $600.
Oh,
that's insane.
That. No,
isn't that crazy?
That.
So let me read you a little
bit.
What
do you get each day? Like a car?
It says, for roughly a century, children have punched out numbered doors to discover candy, trinkets, all that stuff. But due to a recent boom in popularity, it's now the allure for all adults. There's these advent calendars for candles, jewelry, even fishing tackle for men or women, because I fish. Let's see here, makeup, dog treats, perfumes, nail polish. And it says... all these adults now want the feel of Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's like a little secret surprise every time you push open the door.
I want one.
I do. I almost bought myself one because.
I want one with cigars.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Pop out a different cigar each day.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, we got little Debbie a Squishmallow one. So like they're little mini Squishmallows. Like those, but I get jealous every time she's opening one.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you
I want to open
one
something.
For beers.
Yeah.
Well, this one guy, and it's something we should talk to the Colorado Candy Company about, but this one guy, he has a licorice company or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first year, he sold like 5,000 of them, and this year, he sold 300,000 of them.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's big business.
It says it's the thrill of each day containing a wrapped, hidden gift. It offers a whimsical surprise. I almost bought, and then I was like, well, that just says, like, you're alone if you buy the $600 Vogue
Epic. Yeah, for yourself, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just sad.
Yeah, we have one for Frog.
It was kind of exciting. I kind of did want to get it because, you know, I don't get a gift, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
My son will buy me something, but usually, like, whatever.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's not like what it used to be.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, saying. Even when I was married, it wasn't great. Even when
No, I'm talking about when you were a kid.
Oh, and even when I was engaged. Well, I know what you got your wife, and it's not great.
No.
No,
but it'll warm her heart.
Oh, that's a clue. Anyway. Anyway, so like for Lisa and I, when people let us down, we need the $600.
I don't let her down, Jamie White. I do. I'll bet you I do better than your ex-husband did.
Well, my ex-husband or my ex-fiance?
Either one.
My ex-husband was pretty good.
I nail it each year.
Except for that year. You guys, this is so embarrassing, right? So I'm married to the doctor. We go to Indiana to be with his family. I've never missed Christmas with my family. But I'm like, okay, we'll take your kids. We'll go to Indiana. It's the right thing to do for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
His parents are there. They're getting older. All the family's there. Oh, my God. On the Bible, this is a true story. So everybody's opening gifts. And then he gives me a gift, right?
Yeah.
It's freaking a G-string, like different colors of G-strings from Victoria's Secret.
That would make a great advent calendar.
It's a variety pack.
No, wait, you're missing
a G-string every day.
You're missing the point.
No, I get the point. In front of his parents.
And his children. I wanted to die. I was like, what were you thinking? He goes, I don't know. I just brought the presents. I wasn't thinking about what is in it.
God. See, I'm not that dumb. I wouldn't pull something like
see,
that.
See, that's the problem with surgeons. They're book smart, but they are common
sense. I do pretty good with my wife. I really do. Yeah. I knock it out of the park most years. She gets better gifts than I get.
I agree with that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you want to compare the two, I think I do a pretty good job with it.
Well, you're getting a car cover, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you're a car cover. So she texts me yesterday.
Yay!
All right, this is our Christmas, okay. Right? So she texts yesterday. She goes, that car, is it an 01 or an 02?
So she is getting you the one,
yeah.
Right? Oh, my God.
Now, why would your wife be texting you asking if your old car is an 01 or an 02? You're getting a car cover.
This is pretty funny, and I can see myself doing this. A lot of comments about these advent calendars, but this is so me. It said, I bought myself one. I thought I deserved it or whatever. And then I opened every single one of them in one day.
Oh, you don't need that. You don't need it. You've got a compulsion problem.
Yeah. I opened them all in one day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Somebody said I got an advent for gnomes last year.
Oh, yeah. There's gnomes.
There's
like gnome ornaments. Gnome everything. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Little figurines. Mm. They got it all.
Somebody else said I bought the wine advent calendar.
Oh.
I saw somebody did shots, like different shots.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I would say they got it for everything now.
For sure. Yeah.
If they have fishing tackle, if they have different lures there. They got everything.
I agree.
You can't think of anything they don't have, right?
Crazy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Have you heard of Cheater Buster AI?
I have not.
I thought it was fake. These videos have been floating around on my feed, and I thought for sure it was fake. It's an AI program on a phone that you can take, get somebody's tidbit of information, even a picture of them, and you can see what dating sites they're on. Men are busted women, and women are busting men, left
really?
And right.
So you just, what, put in, but there's so many names, or do you put their phone number? What, how do you do it?
You put in information that is exclusive to them, and you they ask that you get permission, highly controversial. Let me play you a snippet of one of the videos, okay? And I think this is a girl, her boyfriend, you know, it's a man on the street thing, her boyfriend requests that they go ahead and do the cheater buster, and she doesn't want to. She does not want to because she's about to be busted.
You guys were just telling me you've been dating now for how long? Like
about 2.5 years.
You guys trust each other?
I mean, it's doing some weird stuff lately. I don't know.
Are you down to see if your girl is on any dating apps right now?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Pull your phone right now. Come on.
No, hold up. So yeah, we're just gonna be using cheater buster AI. What's her name?
Elena.
How old is she?
18.
This just came up. Is this your Tinder account? Is this her?
Tinder? I don't. That is fine. That is not.
Dude, no, honestly, because I quoted this last month.
She denies it, but she's on Tinder.
So
she's dating.
This is real.
It's real.
Wow.
I looked it up, Jamie. Let me share this. Here. I pulled this up from AI itself. Okay. I went to AI.
Thank you.
Because I asked Carson earlier this morning. Yeah. I said, have you seen these cheater busters? He said, yeah, I've seen them. And I said, do you think they're real? He said, no, he didn't think they were real. I said, I don't either. I said, I think it's just, you know, man on the street. They need content, blah, blah, blah. I went in and did a search on my own and found out that these are absolutely real and highly controversial because of invasion of privacy.
Yeah, so here's what you're going to run into, girls, if you're looking, or boys, if you're looking for somebody. The only problem with it that I'm reading is that it has mixed reliability because you have to be really specific with what you give it. Yeah. It says its accuracy depends heavily on the quality of the information provided and can be prone to false positives or outdated results.
Definitely now, got some limitations on it.
But when you watch the videos, they show you the phone where he pulls it up and it's clearly her picture. It's clearly.
Right,
so you do get the profile picture and all that to see if it's actually this person.
Right, I understand. But here's how I could see it went wrong.
What?
If it goes wrong. Is, let's say you used to be on one, right? And you're no longer on it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Alina used to be on those.
Right.
Well, then now she has a serious boyfriend, and now he's going to pull up Alina. Sorry, Alina, I'm throwing you under the bus. And it's going to show that she's on all these sites, but she's not active on any of them. She hasn't been on them for years.
Which you could explain that away.
Yeah. But can you?
Yeah, I think you could. I think you could go in there and see the last time you used it or whatever, and when you went out or contacted this person. All of it's stamped. So you could explain that away. My thing is that I can't believe that this AI program is out there and people are using it in order to bust the other person.
Well,
that's wild to me.
I will tell you, you can also, if you're, I don't know, engaged to somebody and you look in your search history and plenty of fish come up, that's how you find out. Yeah. 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 Shout out to my son's dad.
Yeah, plenty of fish. He's on plenty of fish.
We were engaged and we had a baby and I looked in our Google search history and it came up plenty of fish and he was like, I was just looking.
Can you imagine how many people though that are on the side actually on the side? Not that they maybe have even gone out or done anything, but they're looking. They're looking and they can be busted with Cheater Buster AI and it's real. That's what blows me away is I've been seeing these videos for the past, I don't know, month.
They're all over the
place. They're all over the place. Yeah. And I thought, okay, here we go again. Somebody needs some clicks, you know, on the web. And I thought they were fake, but it turns out it's all real.
Again, my only caution to those of you that are going to do this, which I know a lot of you girls are going to do this. my reservation is just be really careful because it says experts note that there's going to show a lot of outdated or deleted profiles, but they're going to pop up as they're active. So before you flip out on your husband's or your boyfriend's, maybe just like say, hey, can you go to your site so I can see that it's not active? active.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that get in a relationship and they just forget about their dating profiles.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even think. I'm pretty sure I still have a Tinder profile that I never use.
I bet you do.
Yeah. And God, it would still pull up.
Let's pull
God
you up.
God knows that Niall has 8,000 of them.
Yeah. Niall.
He's on every site.
It would take 5 minutes just to load it. Right? All right. It's called Cheater Buster AI. And obviously, you know, if somebody's on there, they can either explain it away or maybe they can't explain it. Who knows? But it is being used and they are people that are getting caught with this thing, but it's scary.
It's crazy.
It is scary,
it's
right?
Everything.
Cheater Buster AI.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. BJ and Jamie.
Have you seen this prediction from The Simpsons? This ice storm that's coming in January.
No.
You know how the Simpsons have predicted all the stuff they claim? Now, I don't know.
Some of them have been really weird.
Are they real?
Yeah, they are.
They're so impressive that sometimes I think the event happens, then they created the Simpsons after that.
No, they can actually pull the year that they said it and then compare it.
I've watched a lot of Simpsons, and I've never literally watched an episode and then later on say, wow, they predicted that. But it does happen, I guess.
Right.
It does happen, okay, because they do pull it, as Jamie said. Well, they have a series out there right now of the Simpsons. And there's an ice storm coming in January that's going to paralyze America.
Oh, paralyze? Whoa.
They say if this one hits.
Is this really like I don't see some of these I don't love because, you know, sometimes New York and all those places get literally paralyzed in ice.
Well, yeah, but this has specific days.
Oh, okay.
This says exactly when.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's like January 16th through the 20th. That it's going to be, all right, listen to the audio. And then they're saying, if this happens, There's something weird going on with The Simpsons.
Storm is coming. January 19th to January 25th, 2026. A deadly snowstorm will strike the United States. 7 days of ice, 7 nights of silence. It begins with dark clouds stretching across the sky like a warning no one can ignore. Then comes the snow. Not ordinary snow, but giant flakes, heavy and sharp, falling faster and faster until entire cities vanish beneath white. Phones stop working, batteries die in the freezing air, and people who step outside feel the cold burn their skin like fire. Even the news anchors, the ones who are supposed to stay calm, stare into the camera with wide eyes and shaking voices.
That's Dave Frazier.
He's going to stare at the camera with wide eyes and a shaking voice?
Because he can't believe what's happening outside.
Water pipes burst, internet lines snap, and skyscrapers freeze over, transforming into icy towers that pierce the sky. The world feels abandoned, silent, frozen, and they say only those who are warned can prepare.
January 19th, according to The Simpsons, an episode on The Simpsons, January 19th, 2026, you're going to have 7 days of pure hell.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live everywhere. You're working out the wrong arm this morning. You did left arm yesterday.
I
you
did?
Need to do the right one today.
Oh, today's you got, right arm day?
Yeah, it's right arm day today, not your left arm
Wait,
day.
Wait,
yeah.
Really? Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yesterday was left arm day.
Well, I guess left arm's going to look rock hard, and the right arm's just going to be like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. She's preparing for a trip to Hawaii.
Hawaii,
And Hawaii over the holidays.
Here's the problem, you guys. My arms are not efficient, if you will. There are some areas of waterization.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I am trying to get rid of, by the December 27th, the areas of waterization.
You know what they remind me of? Those things that dangle down from the car wash.
No, they don't.
You know how they wiggle those strips and then they drag across your car?
That's my arm.
It's like a noodle, noodle.
Yeah.
There is an area between the mid elbow to your shoulder, and if you look right underneath there, there is some waddle area here. So I am trying to tighten up the waddle area.
Yeah. I'm thinking about starting a clothing brand called Waddle Wear, where the sleeves come to here. They're very tight, and they hold that waddle together for you. And call it Waddle Wear.
Waddle Wear.
And see if it sells. Yeah. I think that's a brilliant idea. I think a lot of people would go for it.
So here's the thing. My son and his girlfriend are going, and Niall's going too. We're all going together like a weird family that doesn't really even know each other.
That doesn't exist. That fake family trip.
It's a potluck family.
It is just like, whatever. I mean, I love Leah because she's my son's girlfriend. I love her, right? And then obviously my son. But, you know, I mean, they met Niall one time.
Yeah. No. You pretend that we're all family. When we know that Ralphie will probably move on one day without her.
Right?
There's a chance that Jamie moves on without.
Let's not.
But for one holiday, let's play it off.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. So anyway, so my son and his girlfriend, she's jacked, you guys. And so they sent me a picture from the climbing gym. And I'm like, my God, I am literally going to be in Moo Moo. What have you started Moo Moo Wear and Waddle Wear?
No.
Could it be like
Moo Moo's already created?
Like Gap Kids and Gap, how they put the stores together.
Yeah, the Waddle Wear I think would go over big. I really do. The Moo Moo world is pretty much covered.
It's saturated.
Yeah, it's you see a lot of that over there.
Hawaii.
Okay. A lot of locals over there wear the Moo Moo Wear.
They actually do.
It's a big deal there.
Yeah.
Right?
So all right. So my right arm.
Today is right arm day.
Okay. Yes. All right, good.
Yesterday was left.
I got it. Oh, man.
Hard to keep up with
it really is.
All these parts that you're working out over here. You might want to write it down.
Now,
keep
you guys,
your schedule.
Can I end the waddle in this many? Today is the 2nd. We're leaving on the 27th. Can the waddle be gone in that many days?
No. It's a lifer.
I'm a
waddles don't go away.
Yep. I feel like you
waddles,
may need surgery to get rid of the waddles.
Waddles will wobble, but they won't go away.
No, I have 25. I can't do math. I have 25 days to anti-waddle.
It's going
to
be tough.
Not going to happen.
You guys.
It's not, Jamie.
You don't know.
Just being honest. I do know.
25 days to anti-waddle.
Uh-uh.
The way you're working out, if you work out one part each day, it's going to take you 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
No, it's not. Yes. I can change something in 25 days, right?
No.
Yeah, they have like the 25-day challenge and stuff.
We're sitting here watching your workout. Nothing's going to change. Okay? Just take it from us.
We're seeing
I know you feel good about it and everything. And you're all cocky and
so
everything.
This little part,
I'm all like, for you, but this, it ain't going to happen.
So from my elbow right here to my shoulder, this little
that right there.
That part, you don't think I can tighten up in 25 days?
Nope.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Yes,
nope.
I can.
Nope. You gotta figure a way to hide that sucker.
Nope.
I mean, that's the only way to go here.
The waddle wear.
Yeah, you gotta get waddle wear and you gotta, you know, tighten it up. Here's what you do. You pretend that you can't swim and you get some of those floaties.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the blow
the orange ones.
You gotta blow them up.
That would
and
go
you
right
put
over
those
the waddle.
On your arm and you say,
dude,
that I really can't swim that
that's
well.
That's such a brilliant idea.
And that way you've got floaties to cover the water.
Yes. Oh, my God, you're a genius.
I know.
Yes, the orange floaties will
they're perfect.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
They're perfect from the elbow to up to here.
Right here.
You can buy them.
Yes.
And they have the adult size.
Nice.
Yeah. So
oh my
you
God.
Get you some floaties.
Well, then I'm
throw
done.
Them on.
You
know wear what? Them for 2 weeks.
I'm done working out.
Yeah. Forget about it. Problem solved, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. You're going to have a great holiday. You and your fake family. It's going to be crazy over there in Hawaii.
BJ and Jamie.
This video has been circulating, I don't know, for a week or so, I guess it has been. It's
do you
a
have
lady.
The audio?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
The lady takes her baby into a bar. The baby looks like it's what? Less than a year old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And then another lady confronts her about having a baby in the bar.
You're 22, get out.
I'm 27.
Get your baby out of a bar. You guys are idiots. Why would you do that?
He's having fun.
No, he's not having fun. You're an idiot. Get your kid out of the bar. Jamie, is that your name?
No,
it's
not.
Get your kid out of the bar. You have a baby in a bar.
She's filming you and I'm not.
Are you proud? In a bar. In a bar.
I don't know if it's right or wrong.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say it's wrong to do that. Okay, first of all, the lady sounds hammered.
She does. That's the direction I'm about to go.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
the way, 303-222-5423. The first question is this. A baby in the bar, is that a problem?
No, okay? It's not a problem. It's your own business. I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids. I'm not going to go up and confront you, whatever. I will tell a friend, which I did do. I told a friend who was bringing her kid into a local bar of ours quite often where people were getting uncomfortable. I did tell her the truth because everybody was talking about her behind her back. And you know me, I'm the one that will go, hey, you know what? People are like wondering like, you know.
You're a good friend.
I am a good friend.
First of all. And second of all, if you do it on numerous occasions, you're going to get judged for that.
Right.
Okay? That's coming your way. What you said at the very beginning of this, though, is where I want to put my 2 cents worth in. I would never say anything to anybody.
Me either.
If I sat at the table and I saw a person there with a baby at the bar, and it's a bar, not an eatery, it's a bar, I might in my own mind say, what the hell are they thinking? Especially if they're drinking, okay, with the baby there. But I would never get up and go over and say something. It's none of my business.
Well, and you hear the woman. The woman is slurring. She's going, hey, get the baby out of the bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's hammered.
Yeah,
so she's
opinion.
Got an attitude.
Yeah.
And she figures she can police the place. Maybe it's her bar.
But then in her defense, what she said, why she said this, is she said the baby was screaming the entire time. It's an adult establishment. Everybody was trying to get away from their kids and their responsibilities. And so she said the reason why she said something is because this baby was nonstop screaming in a bar. It was just like not a place to take care of a child. So, I don't know. So, do you know what I mean? So, if you're in if you're in a bar, not Applebee's in the restaurant part, but if you're in a
bar,
and there's this kid just screaming, right? And there's loud music because you can obviously hear the music. That's no, loud music is not the best thing for a baby.
I wouldn't confront like this lady.
I wouldn't either.
I don't care.
I'd just go to a different bar.
I'd get the hell out of there and go to a different bar.
Right.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
You're right. I would never confront like this lady. This lady has an attitude. She's got that Karen attitude, okay?
Well, she put her hand on her hip.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. She wiggled the finger,
oh, yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't see the wiggle.
Oh, yeah.
She wiggled?
Oh, you got to get out of here, girl. Yeah, one of those. And
whoa. Wait a minute. Maybe she wasn't hammered, so she So she had her right hand on, everybody try this. Right hand on fist, and then a left finger wiggle. That's kind of hard to do, especially if you've been having cocktails. See, look, I can't even do it right, like without cocktails.
No, you're right. It is. You know, you got a point there. I mean, maybe she wasn't liquored, although she's slurring pretty good. Let's listen to her again.
Let's do it.
Let's listen again and listen to the lady take your baby out of this bar.
You're 22. Get out.
I'm 27.
Can you baby out of a bar? You guys are idiots. Why would you do that? He's having fun. No, he's not having fun. You're an idiot. Did your
Yeah,
I could say, if maybe management were like, hey, you're kind of, you know, ruining the atmosphere with that screaming child. That's on management, who they want to, you know, have patrons there.
Yeah, that's their call.
Yeah. This lady.
And it's up to the management if they want a kid screaming.
Right.
Well, kid's screaming his lungs off, okay? But I would never approach someone. Okay, if it's not my business in a public place like that, I don't weigh in.
Except for, I think all of us would weigh in if we saw somebody actually harming their child.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, right? Without a doubt.
Yeah. And you would
and
weigh in.
And that is our place.
And if I were in a position, which I have been before, and made this call, I have been in a bar. This was many years ago. I was in a bar where a dad and a mom came in, and they both were hammered with their children.
Right.
And they were drinking. Ooh. And I passed it along to the bartender and said, hey, they shouldn't be driving with those children. You know, they should be driving, period. But having those kids at that restaurant, and they were hammered. So I did step it, but I didn't go to them. I told the bartender, I said, you might want to watch this and make a phone call on this one.
I did when I was in L.A., and this is probably not nice, but I don't care. I called 911 on the freeway because there was a lady. She did not look like she was all there, and she had four little kids jumping around the entire car on the freeway. And I was like, not one was in a car
just
seat.
Just unbuckled.
Just unbuckled, yeah. And they're like climbing on her head, and I was like, maybe, she couldn't afford, I don't know. Maybe that was the wrong thing to do. Maybe those kids are so happy that their mom unleashed them. I jumped around the car. I turned out okay.
All right. Somebody says, don't you have to be 21 to get into a bar?
Some places.
Some places. But if you go with your, if you go with your parents, then you're fine.
And there's also places where, it's literally, it could be an arcade until 7 o'clock. And then once it's 7 o'clock, then they turn it into a bar and all the kids are kicked out.
Well, I think there's a bunch of different rules because, my son can't be at a bar table, if it was at some places.
Yeah.
I think at Hillstone, it's okay for him to eat. You can't find a seat.
Yeah.
So at Hillstone, he can belly up to the bar and we can have dinner at Hillstone. It's a really not, it's not like a bar. It's like a nice bar. And we can eat there because we don't want to wait 2 hours to get a table. But some bars don't let minors.
Yeah, because it's a separate bar area that's only 21
plus. If I go in to buy cigars over at the shop, I can't take a kid in.
Yeah.
You got to be 21 to go in there.
But guess what? My mom gave me 65 cents to walk up to Polar Whip, put the money in a machine, and pull out Winston Slims.
She sure did.
Yeah.
But they won't allow Frog to in with me.
Isn't that funny?
I either have to leave. Well, I just go by myself. I don't go with him at all. All right. Well, there you go. I don't have really an opinion. I think if you want to take your kid into a bar, it's up to you. I mean, you're the one who's making that call. You're the parent, right? But I'd never confront somebody like that, you know.
Well, and you don't know if she just met up with friends and she's drinking mocktails.
The mom sounds completely sober when you listen to this.
And I will say, if you don't have family or a husband or vice versa, wife or family, and you just go out to meet your friends you haven't seen for a while just to socialize and have mocktails, go for it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No problem.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You got me looking for my Costco card all of a sudden. Sorry about that.
Yeah. It's always about you, isn't it? It's always just turn on your microphone. Well, here's the thing. So BJ and I were talking off the air, and perhaps you've seen it, perhaps not. It just seems a little rude, to be honest with you, because you're already in dire straits. You've already lost your, let's say you've lost your wallet, right?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you get to the airport and you need to get back home, and they're like, you have to jump through hoops, right? They make you find like a Costco card. If you have a Costco card, they'll use that, but you have to show like two other forms of ID. It's a whole lot of mess if you've ever lost your driver's license or a passport. I haven't done that internationally, but I'm sure that's even worse. Probably have to go to the consulate. But just like if I lost it in, say, L.A. and I have to get back here, they're like, do you have a Costco card? And I was like, no. And, you know, all these things. And so I had to show them all kinds of IDs. But now they're also going to charge you $45 for all the jumping through the hoops.
Yeah. Well, they're going to a different system with these biometrics or something like that, where they do the facial image and all that. And they're charging you $45. So if you don't have a real ID or a passport, I think those are the only two that you can get by with. Without having to pay this fee, you're going to have to pay $45 to go through TSA.
By the way, most Colorado driver's licenses are real IDs now. I think it's been long enough.
I think so, too.
But in Illinois, they didn't have that same kind of push that we had for us. And so, like, in Illinois, a lot of people don't have the real ID.
What happens if you fly out of a state like Tennessee, for example? My brother doesn't have a real ID. And he flies out, and they allow it from there, but once you get here, flying back,
$45.
So he's got to go through that whole $45 thing, right?
That's what I'm guessing.
With the eye scan and everything.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm disappointed. I can't find my Costco card.
Oh no!
This is bad. I love Costco. I don't have a card.
I can't find my Costco
card. Oh no! What are we going to do? Yeah, they're going to charge you $45. I assume that if you've gotten your driver's license, how long has this been in effect? Last 2 years?
Which part?
With a real ID.
Real ID. I feel like it went in like a year, right?
It's been about a year. It just happened.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm worried about with this $45 charge.
Yeah.
If I've lost my driver's license, I probably lost my credit cards. How am I going to pay the $45?
Maybe your phone?
Well, I do have Apple Pay, but pretend I didn't.
Okay,
now what do I do?
I'm just saying.
Now what do I do?
I think I answered the question. Here's the story.
Beginning February 1st, at airports nationwide, it might cost you an extra $45 to fly without a real ID. Flyers without a real ID can pay the fee online before arriving at TSA checkpoints. They'll get an email to present to the TSA officer.
Well, that $45 fee will cover TSA checkpoint access for a 10-day period and can be used multiple times in that period. TSA officials say the best way to avoid the fee and any possible delay at the airport is to get a real ID.
I guess you have to make it as secure as possible, right?
Did you ever hear, and I don't know if this is true or not, I'll have to look it up, but did you hear that, like, TSA has never, what is the word, thwarted any kind of incident?
Ever? Really?
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, it's probably not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
It's probably not true.
No, because they found stuff in luggage before.
I'm just saying. The TSA, that when we go through the screenings, they've never thwarted an incident?
I would say they have.
I bet they have.
They would... They might have done it and you not even realize it.
Maybe.
Or somebody not realize it, because they take guns out of different luggages out there all the time.
Let's see. Here's what it says. The claim that the TSA has never thwarted. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I hate that word. There's a T, an H, and a W. Thwarted. Anyway, is a common point of debate and criticism, often labeling the agency's effort as security theater. Well, the TSA has not publicly identified and stopped a known terrorist who has a specific plot to hijack or bomb a U.S. flight since 9/11. It argues its presence acts as a deterrent.
Yeah. So, and I would say there are actions they've taken in the past that has thwarted these.
Thwarted.
They've actually done their job.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Thwarted.
No, thwart.
Thwarted.
You're missing the W.
Thwarted.
Thwarted.
Yeah, I would say they have.
I don't know.
They've got to. There's too many people come through there. And they take guns out of luggage, which, you know, what idiot shows up with a gun in their luggage? It happens all the time.
Critics say that they've never have.
Yeah, well, I think they're lying.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Thwarted.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.